This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Open enrollment under the Affordable Care Act begins today. It's the fifth year these plans are available for Americans who buy their own health insurance. That includes more than 500,000 North Carolinians. But this year's enrollment will look a little different than it has in the past. John Murawski's been covering the ACA under the Trump administration. He's the health and wellness reporter at the News and Observer, and he joins us now. John Murawski, welcome back.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Now, there have been changes now under the ACA. Of course, the Republicans have wanted to repeal ACA. They can't do that. Donald Trump has made some changes through executive action. So tell us about some of the changes we might see in as open enrollment gets underway.
Open enrollment this year will be only 6 weeks long as opposed to 13 weeks in the past. So it'll end December 15th. And in past years, it didn't end until the following year. So you could be actually enrolled in a policy and open enrollment would still be open and you could change your policy. And the Obama administration was fond of granting extensions whenever there were problems, and there were enough problems to justify granting extensions. So this year, people shouldn't expect any extensions. And in fact, during open enrollment, there will be at least six maintenance shutdowns of the government website. And they will be long. They will exceed 60 hours of total time.
Wait a minute. They're shortening the time period from 13 to 6 weeks and then scheduling 12-hour maintenance periods during the shortened enrollment period?
Yeah. So there will be five consecutive Sundays, there will be 12-hour blackouts. And I believe on the in the first week, there will be one as well. And I don't know how long that will be. So it will be over 60 hours. Hmm. But I don't know if it will be 65 hours or 70 hours, but it will be over 60 hours of total downtime for maintenance of the website.
So we go from 13 to 6 weeks for the enrollment period. As you said, the Obama administration was granting extensions. This was a fairly new program. Obviously, the Trump administration wants to do away with this program. So as you say, you should probably not expect an extension for the enrollment deadline.
Right. You should definitely not expect an extension.
Now, it's been
anything could happen, but I wouldn't count on it.
Given what we know about the about what's going on, so let me ask you this though: the fact is, this is the fifth year now. Maybe we don't need as much time, right? It's up and running. Everybody knows what they're doing.
Well, that could be one way of looking at it. But in the past, people have needed time. So what happens is the hardcore people who sign up for the ACA will sign up for it, even if you gave them a shortened amount of time. But in order for the navigators to have enough, to hold enough public outreach events and to have enough meetings to persuade other people to join in, they usually typically would require more time. So, the core group of ACA people will sign up, and it's just a question of time, just a question as to whether the people who just kind of fence sitters and the undecideds, what they'll do.
Let's talk about these navigators. They were, of course, critical for the rollout of ACA. These are people who can help those who want to sign up through the process. I understand that funding has been cut generally, although it's changes. It's different from state to state. Is that right?
Yeah, the funding was only cut by 10% in North Carolina. And it was cut, navigator funding was cut, I believe, 41% on average statewide. So that means North Carolina, the funding is more or less unaffected. I mean, 10% is something, but it's not like, 75% cuts in other states. So we will have a full set of navigators out and about holding public events and setting up private sessions for people who need them.
Let's talk about the profile here in North Carolina. Some 500,000 North Carolinians have signed up, and as I understand, 90% qualify for some kind of subsidy. Give us the profile of North Carolina and the ACA.
So there are two kinds of subsidies for the ACA. There's the premium subsidy, which is what you pay on a monthly basis, and then there's the out-of-pocket subsidy, which is what you pay for your deductible out of other out-of-pocket costs. 90% in North Carolina qualify for a premium subsidy. Now, it's a sliding scale. The more money you make, the less subsidy you get. But 90% qualify for some kind of subsidy, and two-thirds qualify for the second subsidy. So the two-thirds qualify for both subsidies is what I'm saying.
Well, that's a lot. And some of that is the other subsidy is the one, the out-of-pocket, after your deductible has been paid, right?
That's the deductible and other out-of-pocket costs. And so those people can get really cheap insurance. they can get cheap insurance, but they also have very low income, so they may not have an extra $50 just laying around to pay for things that aren't covered.
Go ahead. Yeah. Finish that thought.
Yeah, so even it helps them, but those people are often at 103, 110, 108% of the federal poverty level, and they still have to make, even though insurance looks cheap to someone who's making, has more income, those people still have to make choices between paying a phone bill or paying for gasoline or bus fare. They're still hard choices for them.
Right, and we've seen a lot out of the White House now. Donald Trump declared subsidies paid to insurance companies illegal. That was his declaration. I'm not sure where we are on that or what effect that's going to have on the sign-up and insurance premiums going forward. Have you been able to track that?
Yes. So North Carolina insurers, primarily Blue Cross and Cigna, who are on the ACA, anticipated this move, and they raised their rates accordingly. So what happened is this is a subsidy that's actually paid to the insurer, not to the person who is insured. The insured person is guaranteed the discount by the ACA. So when the Trump administration decided to cut that subsidy, it's a reimbursement to the insurance company. So the insurance companies anticipated this because this proposal has been around for months, and it was originally one of the features of one of the Republican repeal and replace proposals. So they basically raised their rates to compensate, to offset the loss. So there's really no effect except the rate increase. Now, Blue Cross has said if not for that, they would have had a 0% rate increase in North Carolina or something close to zero. Instead, they had something like 14%.
Are those rate increases just under ACA or for ACA applicants, or will then they be applied across the board to subsidize?
All individual plans. So you can buy an individual policy even if you're not buying it through healthcare.gov. But if you buy an individual policy not through healthcare.gov, you don't qualify for subsidies.
All right.
But all individual plans are affected by the rate increase on and off the exchange.
Now, Barack Obama famously said, if you like your plan, you can keep it. But, of course, under his administration, those grandfathered plans, those who have been grandfathered and were able to keep it, have been terminated. Is that right? And what effect is that going to have?
So there were about 300,000 people who had those old plans. They were basically signed up before the ACA was enacted in March of 2010. And they were allowed to keep those old plans, and they're not ACA compliant. So it means that when Blue Cross and other insurers were selling those plans, they could deny coverage for pre-existing conditions. They didn't have to provide the 8 essential vitamins and iron, or the 10 essential insurance coverage areas that the ACA has to provide. So they were cheaper because they were also more selective, and that's what the Obama administration and ACA advocates call junk insurance plans, although 300,000 people liked their junk insurance plans. Mm-hmm. Now, over time, you couldn't sign up for them. They were closed off, and over time, they dwindled down to 50,000 people, and those people got older and sicker, and so the plans became more expensive, and so Blue Cross is eliminating them as of December 31st. So those 50,000 people, when they go onto the ACA, they're essentially going to see 5 years of ACA rate increases at once. That'd be like doubling or tripling their rates.
Wow.
So that's going to be a real sticker shock for some of these people. It already is, because they email me and they call, and they're shocked by what they're seeing.
This is the fifth year. We might suspect that there might be a little more certainty or familiarity. But because of all the changes this year, and again, many of the announcements out of the White House, fair amount of uncertainty. What has that meant, John? You talked about your emails and people contacting you. Is there more or less confusion than there was year one? I mean, how does this compare?
Well, mainly people just keep on hearing about executive orders and repeal and replace, and a number of people are just confused as to whether the Affordable Care Act is still a law or how long it'll remain a law, because the government is at war with itself as to whether this is or not a law or whether it's legitimate. So right now, that is the main point of confusion, and right now the ACA is on the books, and you are required to have insurance or pay a penalty if you don't, if you're not insured. There are exemptions. There are hardship exemptions, so you can apply for hardship exemption if you. But so basically, everything's still as it is, except there's a lot of executive orders that are swirling about. Some of them, most of them, are basically sent to regulators to write rules, which will take many months. But the law is still in effect, And we have over 500 people, 1,000 people signed up on that law right now, under that law, on individual plans in North Carolina.
Tell us more about North Carolina and how it compares in terms of enrollment and our percentage of people on subsidies. How do we compare to the rest of the country?
Basically, North Carolina has one of the highest rates of enrollment in the country, and we have one of the highest rates of subsidization in the country. We also have only one insurer that sells ACA policies in all 100 counties. Cigna sells ACA policies in just 5 counties in the Triangle, and it doesn't include Durham County. It does include Wake, though, and Johnston. So we don't have a lot of options. Blue Cross is basically the main company that sells these plans.
All right, John Murawski, as always, a pleasure. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me on.
John Murawski is health and wellness reporter for the News and Observer newspaper, and you can find out more about his reporting at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, an approach that could lower health care costs for everybody. We'll talk about it on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay tuned.